Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you back. We had some technical difficulties last Saturday, and I deeply apologize on behalf of our conference call system. Nothing I could do about it. They had a system failure for the whole network, and everybody was shut out. Well, not everybody. I guess a few of you got on, and some of you have been eager beavers. I've already gotten emails. This morning, as early as an hour and a half ago, people were dialing up the system to make sure it worked. So we're back in the saddle. And so just welcome you to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and wanted to let you know today we're doing something a little different than we normally do. Usually we have a guest speaker or a guest presenter that I get to interview. A variety of different backgrounds and such. And today, you guys, anybody on the line, is the guest. So the way that works is, if you want to be part of the live discussion, all you've got to do is hit *6, and that will demute your line. I believe that's what you have to push. I'm almost positive. And then you can be part of the group. And what we're discussing today is what are some of the summer secrets that we all have, not necessarily summer, but what are some of the things that we utilize as wellness consultants to kind of keep that edge? And we all have them, regardless of whether or not we think we have them, things we do to maintain a healthy body. And I'm not just talking about physical and what we eat. I'm talking about our mind and how to keep it sharp, weight-wise, how to keep things in check, energy balance during the day, things we do that, you know, as opposed to not doing. I know people who cannot get through the day without, you know, polishing off a couple six-packs of Pepsi or Coke or, you know, three or four lattes just to maintain that edge. Well, we all know that that's not healthy. And one of the things I included in my weekly email this week, it's called the TV ad diet, which obviously nobody would adhere to because you just couldn't. But Jenny Thompson wrote an article, and I don't know where this came from, but it was sent on to me by my mom, who's very nutritionally conscious. And she simply wrote, if your diet follows the food advertisements that we see on TV, well, let's just say you're an overachiever. And a new study, which can be filed under why did you bother to study that, or more simply, researchers compared the nutritional content, or I'm missing a word here, to TV ads to nutritional guidelines. Results take a wild guess. A TV ad diet would provide more than 2,500, that's 2,500% of the recommended daily servings of sugars, more than 2,000% of the RDS for fat, and I'm missing another word here, it's only 20% of the RDS for vegetables and less than 30% of the RDS for fruits. Researchers conclude that TV ad food choices encourage nutritional imbalance, not to mention long lines at fast food drive-through lanes. It does make me wonder if someone were to actually invest hundreds and thousands of dollars into advertising on apples on TV, would apples become scarce because people would go out there and craze them? I doubt it, unless they were salted, sugar, deep fried, and dipped in chocolate. Maybe I'm on something. And again, that was from Jenny Thompson. So bottom line, if we actually, you know, and this is looking at taking in, you know, an hour or a couple hours of television and just what we're exposed to during that amount of time, how many unnecessary and unwanted things we've put in our body. So the line is open. Again, if you want to join the discussion and share anything that you do that works for you that may be a benefit to the group, hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll open it up for you to share. And we have no random order. I have not prearranged anybody to be on the call. Simply just want to hear from you. So anybody on the line that wants to jump in here and join me. Now, of course, I can reopen all the lines, but that would get to be completely.
Hi, Dan. It's Elaine.
Good morning, Elaine. Elaine, go ahead and share first and last name and where you're calling from.
I'm Elaine Cranley from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. So go ahead. What are you doing? And you're a cancer survivor, if I can throw that out right at the front. And so obviously you have altered your daily intake based because of that. So what do you do today to maintain your edge? Because I was with you a couple weeks ago, and you definitely, you're not the typical American. Let's just put it that way.
Well, basically, I've kind of cut my grocery bill in half using all the Nikan whole food supplements, except the pet products, the men's formula, and just occasionally the mental clarity.
Okay.
What I wanted to share was with a couple of my clients from the Wellness Center, I'm getting pretty good success with the Jade Greenzymes with curbing cravings for nicotine and also for snacking. And the reduction of allergies. So, you know, people can get off their allergy medication, you know, plus they get the benefit of the real good protein, which curbs their appetite, turns that switch off in their head to eat, and everybody's excited about that. And once you get excited about it, then you're going to have the better chance of exercise, walking, whatever, and once you start feeling good, then the pounds start coming off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did she say about nicotine?
Well, the two drugs that are left unregulated in the United States are nicotine and caffeine, and the effect on your body from head to toe on with both of those substances is pretty dramatic. People don't realize how much both of those really disturb your body, and the coffee industry, you know, is a billion-dollar industry around the world. You can do it for so long, and then all of a sudden your body's going to say, I've had enough of this, and maybe I'll develop hypothyroidism. I'll develop some other kind of imbalance that your body exhibits wherever it's going to exhibit it. But eventually, you know, you're going to pay the price because it increases your metabolism from head to toe, and it's a chemical. It's no different than a prescription medication, but the United States and the FDA has decided not to regulate it.
Okay.
And Elaine, what would you attribute Greenzymes for a combatant? What would you attribute that's in the Jade Greenzymes that's actually tweaking the body or allowing it to overcome those cravings, both either food, caffeine, or nicotine?
Well, the food craving comes directly to the high fructose corn syrup that's in all the food. Basically, that is empty calories for your body, so the switch in your head still says eat, eat, eat. That's why people are so depressed in the United States, because it's a vicious circle. I'm on diet pop, I'm doing all of these things, but I'm still ingesting either artificial sweeteners or high fructose corn syrup, so I'm not satisfied. And so then I eat, I gain weight, I get depressed, and the vicious cycle keeps on going. Now, the fortunate or unfortunate part of the food industry is that they are eliminating a lot of the high fructose corn syrup in some of the foods, but they're changing the name of it, all right, so people aren't putting it back on the shelf. So you can go on the Internet and just search out high fructose corn syrup, and you'll find all the different names that are now starting to appear on the food labels. But what you can do is avoid high fructose corn syrup. The barley grass has a counteractive effect. And believe it or not, I do have some clients that try to use the Nikan products that countermand their bad habits. And I'm not advocating that for anybody. But what the barley grass does is it helps alkalinize your system. Caffeine and nicotine create a very acidic inside, and that's where all disease stems from. Cancer cells cannot grow in an alkaline environment. So all of the components of the Nikan Wellness Home serve us by trying to keep our bodies as alkaline as possible in spite of what our lifestyle choices are. The barley grass is good calories, so it turns that switch off in your head that says eat. Your body becomes satisfied. You have a better sense of well-being. It can help reduce inflammation inside. That's the point of the allergies. Allergies is simply total body inflammation. And so instead of throwing a drug at it, and the drug always will create an acidic state in your body, take the good barley grass, even if it's every 4 hours while you're awake, and you will notice a difference with allergies, with how you're feeling, with a sense of well-being. That's why a lot of us, if we want another boost of energy, I'll just take another teaspoon of barley grass in the Primag water, and we're good to go for another 4 to 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. And another alternative to mixing with water, if you're not able to, or you're out and about, or whatever, half a teaspoon underneath the tongue is the way I do it, and or again, repeatedly, especially in the afternoon, if you know, if I've been sitting all day at the desk or at my computer. And you kind of start to feel a lull, that is not only is a great pick-me-up, but exactly addressing what you're talking about, Elaine, is the
I don't know if you remember, Vance, but when they launched, the company launched the Jade Greenzymes, there was a distributor on stage, and she simply took, you know, some of the barley grass, put it in her mouth, opened her mouth, and it was such a Kelly Green, you'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember that. And what you know, the thing is, as I share with people, it'll take you 2, 3, maybe 4 days to get used to the flavor, because to me, you know, what may have started out, and I don't know where I ever learned it from or picked it up, but I just did it, and one daughter, our youngest, she loves it that way, and the other one can't stand it, and neither can my wife, Stacy, but bottom line is, it absorbs into the body much more quickly, at a much rapid rate, by going into the saliva ducts, and it bypasses the digestive gland, so you get a quicker reaction, a quicker buzz. But exactly, you know what you're saying.
And what I've noticed, and this has no scientific basis whatsoever, it's just an observation, is that when I'm working with someone and showing them the benefits of the Nikan Wellness Home, and I give them a taste of the powder barley grass, and they either, number one, can't stand it, it tastes metallic, they just screw up their face, they are very toxic. They're carrying a lot of imbalance in their body. So what I'll do with them is put them on the Jade capsules for 1 month, with the Primag water, suggest that to them, and then after that, they have no problem with the barley grass powder.
Amazing. So exactly the issue of people's allergies, or people's reactions, people's you know, say I'm allergic to green onions. Well, really, are you, you know, and I'm allergic to this, and this. Well, the question is, are you really allergic to exactly what you're addressing, that, you know, our bodies are so filled with junk that we don't know really what we need. So we've got to get them more into the alkaline state. This is excellent, excellent stuff, Elaine. And I know that more of us right now and still today, that the Jade Greenzymes are in the three different forms, either in the powder in the jar or in this individual stick serving, or in the capsule, still Nikan's number one product as far as sales because of its benefits. So, again, if you're not using it, start. And if you are using it, let's start encouraging other folks to do the same.
Okay. And I use it for my pets preventatively also. So don't forget about the other members of your household. You know, your pets are developing the same diseases that we have, and the reason why is processed foods and their food, and they need it just as well as we do for prevention.
Mm-hmm. Just fed our cat, and a third of a teaspoon on top of her food, and it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, thank you, Elaine. Thank you so much.
Can you repeat what you do for a month before you put them on Greenzymes, if they have that metallic taste?
I show them the benefit of the barley grass, and we talk about, you know, how the barley grass can help them with the challenges that they're having. And then I show them the capsules, and most people can take a capsule, you know, without a problem. And so I'll tell them to go on the capsules for 1 month. And then we reintroduce the barley grass, and they're very surprised that now it's totally different for them, and it tastes fairly decent to them.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, the line's open. Again, if you missed the instructions, if you hit star 6 on your phone line, that'll either mute you in or mute you out. And love to have you share what you do for either yourself or with people you're working with to keep the body in check.
Hi, Vance. This is
Good
Sandy
morning,
in Ohio.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself? How is World of the Retiree?
Well, day three, I'm doing good. Every day has felt like Saturday so far, except I'm also working a little for myself. Yeah, it's fine. I'm using my time well so far.
Fantastic.
I just wanted to comment on that. Well, the body balance is awesome because how easy is it to fix?
Mm-hmm.
I throw it in the blender, make 3 or 4 at a time, throw in a bunch of fruit, whatever we have on hand, and I'm good to go for a couple days for breakfast and lunch, you know. So how easy is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then about the jades, I cannot believe. I've taken them forever, and I did a whoops, and I got to the bottom of my jar, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to order till it's auto ship time. And I still have good energy, but I notice probably I just get a little tired or faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, you know, and of course, if you're in touch with your body, you kind of feel that stuff. And I think quite often when I see people that are very obese, they're trying to struggle over their bellies to tie their shoes, they're walking and their knees hurt because they've got way too much load on those knees and feet. And I think of something you said, that no food on earth is worth feeling bad about.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true. And then women, I think, are more prone to this than men. It's not just how you feel physically, but their self-esteem suffers. So, you know, I think if people might think of that sometimes when they go to load up on deep-fried chicken wings or whatever garbage people eat, is it really worth feeling bad about this later? Is it worth it?
There's a quote that is on Nikan's new presentation, the chart that will be released in the next couple weeks, and it has a picture of a rope that's completely frazzled out and about to snap, and underneath that picture it says, stress is when you wake up screaming, and then you realize you haven't even fallen asleep.
Oh.
and how many of us are going through that with our physical bodies because we've developed these patterns, and again, it's the inundation that we experience through the marketing, and as Elaine mentioned, the advertising now that we see for corn syrup to combat people's kind of the intuition that, oh man, this isn't all of our food. Well, now the media is just literally bombarding us with, well, it's really not that bad. You know, why do you think that? And getting us to question the reality that, you know, this is bad. So, Sandy, what you're reinstating here is that utilizing the body balance, and I love the fact that you're mixing it. We did this yesterday because we were late getting out the door for breakfast, but literally just throw whatever we can into the blender to make a smoothie, and then in a couple scoops of the, now we didn't use near as much, and we don't need to because we don't consume as much as most people do. But for 3 of us, I only put in 4 scoops of the body balance.
Yeah, I don't use as much as they say either.
So you don't have to. Now, and Sandy, you're, as I mentioned, you just joined the world of retirees. You're not in your 20s anymore. You're actually in your mid-60s. Throw that out there. And you jazzercise several times a week to maintain energy as well.
Right, and walk my dog every day, too.
Okay, what would be, if there was one thing that you're doing that you would say is a simple fix for people that, you know, maybe they are in that category, and I couldn't imagine someone being on this call, but I'm sure there are people out there that who don't have any nutritionally sound thing that we're doing. Besides utilizing the basic Nikan nutritionals, what is one of the things that you did, or maybe in your process of discovery, or have you always been had the energy level that you have, and you've always eaten the way you do, and you've always maintained your weight?
Well, I've pretty much always maintained my weight. I kind of went by a plan my mother taught me when I was young. If you gain 3 or 4 pounds, lose 3 or 4 pounds.
Mm.
Don't let it keep accumulating. And then people laugh at me, but I'm I have weekend food. and if I'm really, really dying for something from the Dairy Queen, or ice cream's kind of a weakness for me, I just, you know, I wait till the weekend. That's my treat. And I don't need to have
three giant dips to be satisfied. I get a baby dip, you know, so it's about just kind of using common sense and respecting yourself. You know, I think I was in my late 30s when I became even more aware of, ooh, I'm getting to that middle age thing where people start talking about all these bad things in their life and have heart attacks and everything. And I thought about my daughter, and I'm like, do I want to give her a parent that she has to worry about? You know, don't I always want to be there for her? And how much more control we have over our lives if we think about taking care of ourselves and be aware what food does instead of just smashing things in our mouth because it's handy or somebody sitting next to us is picking up something and it's easy for us to grab what they have. You know, be aware of what you're doing to yourself and respect yourself.
Mm.
Lord gave you a good body for a reason.
I love that philosophy from your mom, that if you gain a couple pounds, lose a couple pounds. And you know, what you're talking about as far as the weekend treats, just last weekend I was at a four-day conference, a firefighter conference, and after a full day of out in the sun, 93 degrees in full turnout gear, you know, drilling on the different things we were doing and working and simulations, on our way back to the hotel before the evening banquet to kind of finish off the whole weekend, we stopped at Dairy Queen and we're standing there, and most of us got blizzards. And, of course, I got the smallest size because that's about all I can consume, and I can barely even get through that. And one of my buddies, you know, like, what are you doing? And, well, he got the largest size. And he polished it off before I did. And I looked at him afterwards, and I said, did you inhale while you ate that or take a breath? And, he, of course, he just laughed, but, you know, and of course, he's not at his ideal weight, and with this, you know... I mean, it's just fascinating because if you, exactly like what you're saying, is if we'll save some of those treats for special occasions rather than making it a daily routine, it really makes a huge difference. It's huge. So, appreciate it greatly, Sandy. I know it'll be of great benefit. I've got one that was actually submitted by one of our longtime listeners, Peter and Grace Rowe, in New Jersey. And I'm just going to read what he sent to me, and I think you'll find this quite fascinating and beneficial. He simply wrote, here are some personal thoughts about weight control plus some nutritional ideas. I'm 5'10" and weigh about 150 pounds, which for most Americans, we would look at Peter and say, well, he's underweight. He needs to, you know, have a steak or have some more pie or something. But sometimes more and sometimes less, depending on how much I eat and how many miles I'm running in a week. I have good genes and live a good, healthy lifestyle that keeps my weight under control. Not to brag, but I amaze people when I can sit into my Army uniforms from quite a few years ago. I would guess that Peter and Grace are in their late 60s, early 70s. I've never even asked them. But for what it's worth, the following are some of my lifestyle highlights that are related to weight. I run between 20 and 30 miles a week and do weight training in my home 2 days a week. I always use stairs instead of elevators and escalators whenever practical. For meals, I eat a healthy breakfast with fruit and cereal and try to get in some protein as well. I almost never have a sweet roll or donuts. Even though I love Dunkin' Donuts, and this is a good point here, I probably now have one a year at the most. I read somewhere once that changing nothing without one's eating, exercising, and eating habits, that only one donut a day for a year will result in 10 new pounds at the end of the year. So developing that habit of running to the donut shop every day is going to put an extra 10 pounds on. If hungry for lunch, I may have a fruit smoothie with Neekin's Body Melts meal replacement, or maybe an apple and some nuts. I like how he put, if hungry. For dinner, we have a balanced meal with veggies or pasta. With fish or chicken, we eat very little red meat. I love bread, particularly good bread at a restaurant, but seldom have it. I also love sweets and have dessert, but certainly not at every meal. We use Neekin PieMag water technology, drink plenty of it, 7 to 8 hours of sleep, of course, on the Neekin sleep system. finally, we get a full array of Nikens, Kenzen Whole Food, and organic-based nutrition, which gives us the vitamins, minerals, organic fruit and vegetables ingredients to live a healthy and energetic life. And again, that was from Peter Rowe, Platinum Wellness Consultants from New Jersey. And several good points here, and I think the biggest one is just developing the routine. Now, not all of us are going to go out and run 20 to 30 miles a week. Maybe that's not a thing, but in our culture, again, we're not getting the exercise that we need. And I love this point about, you know, when you're out and about, if we'll use the stairs instead of an escalator whenever possible, it makes a huge difference. Now, sometimes you get into an area where, like a mall, and there are no stairs anymore. They've completely eliminated it. It's either elevator or escalator everywhere, and I can think of several. Well, the mall's closest to us. You can't find the stairs. They're completely non-existent. So, but there's lots of things out there. I know that we as wellness consultants have an advantage with our just simply our Primag water. Huge advantage when combating cravings, whether it's fruit, you know, food cravings or nicotine or sweet. The more water that you're pounding down, the better off you'll be. And when you develop a habit of it, and I see this in our family all the time, where, Stacy will come back in the door after, you know, playing taxi driver for the afternoon or whatever and say, man, I really messed up. I should have taken more water with me. And she'll come in and she'll drink, you know, 2 to 3 glasses of water right then and there, just because she's completely parched. And when our bodies are, you know, develop the habit of getting used to the good stuff, it makes all the difference in the world. So, I know there's other ideas, other things that we do to maintain. Anybody else want to jump on in here?
I have something to say.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm very new to this. My name is Miley.
And where are you calling from, Miley?
From New Orleans.
Okay.
But I have to make a comment in reference to what you just said because it sparked an idea. I have a son who's 29 who I lost my husband and he lost his dad and he gained 50 pounds afterward. And he went to a nutritionist and he's not an athlete or a gym rat or he doesn't work out. And the doctor told him that being realistic, he had to do something with exercise and told him perhaps it would be a good idea if he walked to school instead of driving to school. And he has lost 40 pounds.
Well, how far of a commute is that?
Well, it's probably about a mile.
Okay.
But it was realistic. He's not a workout person.
Sure, sure.
And just from not driving his car to school and walking to and from school, he's learned how to enjoy the walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a great thing, you know, that I learned.
And how old is your son?
29.
Okay. Okay. You're talking about walking a mile. On average, we walk in between 2 and 4 miles an hour, so it's going to take him, you know, 20 to 30 minutes to pull that up versus in a car, you know, not even 5 between stopping and, you know, traffic signals and all that. But again,
well, I thought that was a great idea for someone who really is not going to go to a gym, even if you buy him a membership.
Sure.
So, and sure. Also, the reaction I had to the whole thing was a stomach problem, and the doctor told me to go to all alkaline, no acid.
Okay, and so what have you changed to go all alkaline?
I don't drink orange juice, I don't drink lemonade, I don't eat tomatoes anymore, and I'm doing cucumbers, avocados, asparagus, and I'm completely well, and I'm fine. And I think it's like a miracle.
Sure.
You know, and all the things that I thought were good for me turned out to be bad for me.
Okay, now in reference to what? Now besides tomatoes and, you know, orange juice and other highly acidic juices, which, you know, I've never been a juice person, don't really care for it because, you know, I'd rather have the whole fruit. But what are some of the other things that you just said that things that you thought were good for you turned out to be bad for you?
Well, I always thought that orange juice was wonderful. I mean, I've been drinking fresh squeezed orange juice my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was giving me a stomach problem, and I was totally unaware of it until I stopped.
Sure. Okay, and
so,
again, it's we're indoctrinated. We haven't, I don't think we've seen them as much as we used to, but there was a period of time where you couldn't turn on the television or you couldn't open up a magazine without seeing the many, many ads said good Florida, you know, squeezed orange juice, and of course we're not getting it fresh because it's coming in a carton or a you know, a jar or a bottle or a jug. But again, there's nothing in juice that the body really needs. Oh yes, you can get some vitamins and minerals, but what our body needs and craves is water. And I find it fascinating. What part of Louisiana are you in?
New Orleans.
Okay. So. The average diet in New Orleans is it's the three secret.
All fried. Fried everything.
Fried, and fried.
Fried bread. Fried everything. Fried. But no, I'm not a big fried food person, but I was a very big orange juice and lemonade and made my own lemonade and not knowing that it was hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to really be you know, overly cautious and look at everything that you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And sit down and write it down and assess it and bring it to your doctor so they can, you know, see what you're doing wrong that you think you're doing right.
Mm-hmm. And another great resource if you don't have a doctor who's nutritionally sound is to utilize the scientific board that Nikin created. And one of the people that is a great source of wisdom on this area and this subject is Dr. Roger Drummer, who, you know, background as an herbalist, but he just, you know, when you have an idea, and another thing is just do it, just try it, you know, and see what happens. And that's the beauty of, you're not going to get too much of Nikin's nutritionals. And
also, after that happened, you know, when I lost my husband, and I was going through a very stressful time, and I'm sure you've heard about Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
They started me on vitamin D for 1 month just to keep my immune system up. And I don't know how people, I'm not a big, big vitamin person, but it really helped me.
Okay.
Just for a short period of time to get me through a bad moment.
Sure, sure. Sure.
So I think that was very good advice because I have bone problems.
Okay. Okay. Now,
I don't know if I'm saying anything relevant at all.
You absolutely are. Now, are you utilizing Nikin's bone trio?
Not yet. No.
Okay, the osteodense and the caldense and lactoferrin. You talk about an immune system builder, and we don't. You know, in our family, we don't take the lactoferrin on a regular basis. I'm sure we should, but we were avid users of the Immunity, Nikin's mushroom formula, and again, I just dump them under my tongue. Open up the capsule, dump it in, and if you guys, you know, out there listening now are thinking, well, man, the Jades fans, I don't know how you do that. Well, if you think the Jades are nasty under your tongue, try opening up a capsule of the Immunity or the lactoferrin again. And I'm just a firm believer in anything that's in a powdered form, you get it under your tongue, and it's going to bypass your digestive glands and get into the bloodstream so much faster. And if I feel like I'm coming down with a sore throat or any type of sickness, an Immunity underneath my tongue every 2 to 3 hours throughout the day, and within 24 hours, I can completely wipe out anything. And that's just using the regular immune system, the Immunity formula. And then, but if it doesn't, you know, if I feel, think it's, you know, worse than that or going to take more, then I'll do the same thing with the lactoferrin capsules. I just don't swallow them. I just dump them under my tongue. So, but thank you for sharing that. And again, what was your first name?
Miley.
Miley from
M-O-L-L-I-E.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that is a huge benefit. Well, anybody else, for the sake of time, I'll take one more.
Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing absolutely fantastic, Nancy.
I'm in Cleveland again. Two things come to mind for me. In addition to starting most of my mornings with our lifestyle calls, which are not only supportive but educational, my cardinal rule is don't bring it into the house, because
mm-hmm.
if it's not here, I'm not going to go get it. Really.
Pretty simple. Developing a wellness pantry, so to speak.
Well, if I bring garbage in, it calls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And my biggest thing is to just not do that, and I save the money of not buying it.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things that we did yesterday, and we'll finish today with both our girls, youngest Emily, our girls and most parents, would absolutely freak if you saw what we have in our home. But one of our cupboard drawers, that's 2 foot square and about 4 inches deep, is that's the girls' candy drawer. They've always had it, and when they accumulate things at events or parties or whatever, it goes into the candy drawer. And they have access to that 24/7, but here's the thing. They always ask. We've ingrained in them to ask. You know, after lunch or after dinner, they will always ask, can I have a treat? And we, 100% of the time, not 100%, but most of the time, we'll say, yeah, sure, thank you for asking. And they continually ask. Their friends freak when they see this drawer that's just filled with candy. Well, yesterday, we've got a parade coming up tomorrow. And they will be throwing candy from off of the fire engine. And so I just said, girls, it's time you go through your drawer. Anything you don't want, let's go through, put it in there. I mean, we're talking suckers and lollipops and gum and, I mean, all this stuff. But because they're not utilizing it, they accumulate more, again, from birthday parties, events, and whatever. There's no sense in having it. So it's a good idea. And some of us need to go through and purge our pantries, our refrigerators, like Nancy's saying. If you don't have it, you won't be tempted to consume it. So, Nancy, you said that was, you said getting on the call every morning, and that was there one more thing?
Yeah, well, our lifestyle calls.
Our lifestyle calls.
And when
does that take place, and what is the phone number for people who are not tuned into that?
It's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Pacific, and the phone number is 605-715-4920, and the PIN is 810-9228#.
Okay, repeat all that again for those of us who missed it.
605-715-4920, and the PIN is 810-9228#.
Okay.
And the call lasts about 40 minutes, give or take.
And basically,
it's open to anyone.
A couple dozen of you on there, because I've been on it before, and just sharing tips and ideas, much like what we're doing right now. But it's also kind of a daily accountability to be, you know, plugged into it.
And it supports people who have problems or who are new to the call. It educates them about what we're doing, what we've been doing, and helps them get through their day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's an important way for me to start my day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, fantastic. Well, and Nancy, again, thank you for that contribution of the not having it in the house. And again, these are simple things. This is not rocket science, folks, but again, we are inundated. We have to combat, the illustration that Dave Schultz shared years ago that, you know, we have the terrorist threat level in our country, and it changes based on activity of terrorism. Well, we've got the same thing going on in our physical bodies because of the environments that we're in changing. We have to raise that terrorism level, that of these combatants that are coming against us physically and mentally. We have to raise that level in order to combat them, and we can do a lot of that nutritionally by what we, you know, are putting in our bodies. And I think it's interesting. And here's my last thought that I'm going to share before we finish off. And this is an email that I read every day. It's from Joel Osteen, who pastors Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, the largest church in America. And every single day they send out kind of a little ditty. And yesterday he simply wrote, "This weekend we celebrate Independence Day in America. July 4th, 1776 was the day that America declared independence from Britain. But the battle for freedom went on until 1783, 7 more years. Even though the people declared their freedom in 1776, they had to stand and fight for many years before the British would accept and recognize the United States of America. In the same way, we have to declare our freedom and determine to stand against the opposing forces in our lives. We have to declare the freedom from addiction, poverty, sickness, and lack. We have to stand and fight until we fully experience that freedom and peace that God has promised us. I love what our forefathers did once they signed the Declaration of Independence. They read it out loud in public. They published it in the newspaper. They spread the word. They continued to declare and celebrate even though they were in the midst of the battle. Whatever battle that we may be facing today, declare that we are free. Declare that we are an overcomer. Celebrate the victory. Celebrate the victory that is on its way. As you stand strong and celebrate your freedom, you will experience this victory and true freedom all the days of our lives." You know, how many times have we been through humans being more and we realize that that we need to write it down and then we need to recite it every single day? You know, for me, getting up and sometime in the morning, usually I'm reciting what my mission in life is. And I do it out loud so my own 2 ears can hear it. And we need to. So when it comes to physically, if we're not where we want to be at our ideal weight or at our ideal shape and our stamina, declare where we want to be and do it. Get it in a routine of doing it on a daily basis. And like what Sandy had shared, you know, if you gain a few pounds, lose a few pounds. And we can do that by, you know, cutting back of what we're taking in, putting way more of the alkaline foods into our body, fruits and vegetables, in their whole original form, again, is key, not in a juice form or some other, and I'm not coming against smoothies or shakes because it's a totally different thing. I'm talking about someone else that's, you know, creating it and then we're purchasing it. But starting to, you know, you tweak a few things here and there, and just simply cutting back is amazing as far as consumption, what it can do for the body in a short amount of time. So I want to thank those of you who contributed, a couple of gals from Cleveland. We had Elaine Connolly and Nancy Cosman, and then also from Ohio, just down the road. Sandy, I forgot the last name, and I'm sorry. Andy Martin, there we go, and then also Miley from New Orleans, Louisiana. These are great, great contributions, and then of course Peter Rowe, who I read from New Jersey. So thank you guys. Look forward to having this call again, and we'll line up a guest next time, and then, you know, keep this pattern alive of being able to share different things. Kids, you guys have a fantastic 4th of July. I look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning. Goodbye for now.